This is Steve Fisher with the Fountain of Life, Daily Inspiration. First of all, an apology for not getting it in earlier. I had some things going on with some friends from Massachusetts and slipped my mind earlier, so my apologies for that. I do want to look at another story in the Bible, this time in the Old Testament. Just looking at some examples in the throughout Scripture for we can take some lessons for our own lives here. This time we will go to 2 Kings chapter 5, the first part there, verse 1 through about 19. This is the story of Naaman, the captain of the host of Syria, and how he was leprous, and how God healed him through a faithful servant girl and a prophet that would not take honor to himself. Let's just read the story. Chapter 5, verse 1, 2 Kings. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto the Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God, my lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his lord, saying, Thus and thus saith the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha the man of God had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and he went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call in the name of the Lord and his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great things, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said to thee, Wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, and he and all his company, and came and stood before him, and he said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. But he said, As the Lord liveth, there before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, Shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant 2 mules, burden of earth, for thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. In this thing the Lord pardon thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and bow himself in the house of Rimmon, when I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing. And he said unto him, Go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. Here we have a few points I want to bring out. First of all, the faithful servant girl. Here it says that the Syrian Assyrians went to Israel by bands, and they took slaves from Israel, and they brought them home, and they used them for their servants. And here there was a little maid from Israel that was waiting on Naaman's wife, the captain of the guard. And this little girl was faithful in proclaiming the name of the Lord. When Naaman was sick, she recognized that God could heal him, and she was wanting Naaman to see the prophet of Israel, that he might be healed. And just by a humble little servant girl, the message of God went out to the heathen. And the other thing I want to point out here is, number two, is Elisha's humility in not going out to meet the captain. You know, if we think about it, this was the captain of the host of Syria. This was a great man. And if we would compare him to maybe the president of the United States or something like that, and you would not just jump at an opportunity just to meet him because of who he was. But Naaman, or Elisha, he, in his humility, he refused to go out and meet him. It seems like he wanted God to get the glory. He did not want any honor in this thing at all. He just wanted God to have the glory. And then in number three, we see the simple command given to Naaman, how he was just told to wash and be clean, washing the Jordan, and how it upset him at first, and how close he was to missing it, just because he wouldn't humble himself. Even so, today we have this glorious opportunity to wash and be clean in the blood of Jesus Christ, and we shall be washed, whiter than snow. And how many people, even in our time, are too proud? They will not humble themselves to just go and wash and be clean. And they die in their sins because they are too proud to just wash and be clean. And here Naaman, was very close to missing that opportunity. But praise be to God, his servants urged him that he would go because he wanted to see some great thing. But Naaman was able to humble himself and wash, and he was clean. The fourth thing I want to look at here is Elisha, and how he was not willing to take any money or any gift from Naaman for for what he had done. Again, just an example for us to follow. You know, how easy it is for honor or gifts to corrupt the message of the gospel in our day, and how many people have corrupted their own lives and many others by allowing money or honor to corrupt their message, and therefore many have been deceived by them. So here, Elisha, he was not willing that anybody could give any honor to him in his meeting with Naaman or in receiving a gift from Naaman. He wanted nothing, he wanted no parts of it. He wanted God to receive the glory. And then we see, in the last part here, we see that Naaman said that, you know, after Elisha refused to take the gift, Naaman said, "For thy servant will henceforth neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord." And just because a faithful little servant girl was willing to proclaim the good news, and a faithful servant of the Lord was willing to be a vessel for God. So if we can just take these lessons to our hearts and be faithful in the little things and not take honor to ourselves, but give honor to God, which is due to God, and not allow money or honor to corrupt our message or corrupt our lives in preaching the gospel, but be willing to rather suffer for the sake of the gospel, even as Paul, where he said that he was very careful not to receive honor for himself in what the gospel he preached. So just as a little overview here, just how God orchestrated all the events, you know, how God took a difficult situation where this little servant girl was being taken captive and God's people were unfaithful, and they were because of their unfaithfulness, God had turned them over to the Syrians, and the Syrians were taking them captive and took this little servant girl. But even then, the faithfulness of God's servants shone out. And God used those kind of situations for his glory. And also another thing that I would like to see here, for us to see, is God's heart for the nations, even in the Old Testament, that God's heart was for his name to be glorified, not only in Israel, but among the heathen. And we see that many places. And here's a prime example of that, how God loved the heathen army captain enough that he was willing to heal him. So may our hearts beat with the heartbeat of God, giving him honor to who honor is due, and proclaiming the gospel even in difficult situations, even to our enemies, letting the good news go. God bless you.